Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a perfect 10. Don't know the meaning of sexy. Well, baby, I admit, when I walk in the room, all the heads are turning. I got that thing to make you go crazy. Enough to go around all different places. My sense alone, I have you intoxicated. What a problem I'm making. My
inside
so excited.
Cheesy.
Perfect body. Like being the center of attention, no.
No fire, no
flashing. Light, camera, action.
You know what I came here for. Won't you give it to me tonight? We'll be acting.
Light, camera, action.
Light, camera, attraction. Baby, I'm a superstar.
So much attention when I walk by. I keep them up on their feet. I'm so clean, it's a damn shame. I don't need no runway. Show stopping, nothing you can do. More than fly, slick action too. So careful, I'm just too brand new. Can I take a picture? I got my
inside
so excited.
Keep my shape on, but I think I
as I'm passing by.
Lushy Rush, Street Queens, the movement, and we're live today, and we're talking about some real issues. Shout out to Shawnee, female diva, doing her thing, shining to the side. I can support her and her movement and her record, and shout out to the Alliance. They're doing their thing when it comes to the whole movement and everything like that. Shout out to all the women out there that are definitely doing their thing out there. Today, we're talking about our children, man. Why are all these kids killing each other? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, you know, it's starting younger and younger. Why? You know, what can we do about this? What can we do to change this? Then at the same time, you know, the world is going crazy. How are you managing to stay sane in these trying times? And Facebook. Street Queens, the movement, and we're live. We're waiting for you guys. You know what I'm saying? You guys call in live on the www.streetqueensthemovement.com. Also, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Street Queens the Movement, always supporting good people doing good things out here in the industry. This is always about support, always supporting each other, you know what I'm saying, everybody here in the industry. Because if we don't support each other, you know, then who else will? You know, who's going to support these children out here? You know, definitely these children. Some people feel like the storm, you know what I'm saying? The storm is growing, and it's not over. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people say that, you know, the storm is coming, And this one right here is from Smokey Norfolk. This one is called Lord, I Need You Now. Because sometimes we need the Lord, because we're in trying times right now. You know, you got the whole 2012 situation and all kinds of things going on. It's a trying time right now. Lord, I need you now.
Not a second for another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the test and trial that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Some of y'all need to call on God, because I swear to God, some of y'all be bugging out here, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all be bugging out here, man. Y'all really, really need some help out here, because we're going through some trying times, America. We're going through some trying times, America. And the thing about it is, how do we stay sane in these trying times? You go jump off a roof? You go and just, you know, start, you know, commencing to drink alcohol? What do we do during these trying times? We try to stay sane. We try to keep ourselves in a happy place. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, definitely do a lot of things out here in the industry and definitely support, you know, the women and support people out here. We need to support one another and come together out here. This is Street Queens, the movement, always supporting females in the industry and supporting our community. The thing about it is all of our kids are killing each other. They start from the ages of 7 and up. I mean, today on the news you had a young child, Caucasian young boy. I think he was like, well, not 7, but 13, maybe like the age of 13. He was riding on his bike, you know, minding his business. I guess the children wanted to bully him and take his bike. He refused to give his bike up. So then the children commenced, start throwing alcohol on this child and set him on fire. He's in the ICU right now. I mean, this is nonsense. Like, what's going on with the youth nowadays? Where are the parents? Where are the parents at? Like, nobody's doing nothing to stop this stuff. This is crazy. Kids are dying every single day because of the fact that either kids are, because of the, they're going through it with this depression, you know, and they're feeling the bite of it, or has hell just straight frozen over and we just, you know, just lost it. We just straight lost it. All the children, all the kids, you know what I'm saying? Is this our last days on this earth, you know? It's crazy as I don't know what. And I'm calling people out, like, you know, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. Man, we need you guys in these children's lives because these children are running wild nowadays, man. I mean, kids are starting at a young age, killing each other. Like, check out the other son child, you know, that was really beaten, you know, really beaten and stuff. You know, by some gangs walking home from school and then placed on YouTube. You know, I mean, this is nonsense, America. I mean, this is really nonsense. Like, what has America, you know, gotten itself into nowadays? What has America gotten itself into? That's the question that we ask ourselves. You know, America, 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 the home of the free. Where are we at? Where is America at? I don't know anymore. I'm just definitely, like, lost, you know? We definitely need to bring back some peace in America. And I think, you know, a lot of us are going through a lot of depression and a lot of things, you know, right now. But you know what? We need to go ahead and go to a quick commercial. And we need to pay some bills. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about it. We'll be talking about, you know, depression, recession. What is it really? And how are you staying sane? Well.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K. magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Street Queens the movement, you know what I'm saying? Street Queens the movement. We always talking with the queens, you know what I'm saying? Always talking about real issues. Today we're talking about basically, basically talking about our children, you know what I'm saying, that are basically lost, you know what I'm saying? All these killing kids of the kids are starting at a young age. And besides that, you know what I'm saying, what can we do to, like, try to emphasize and try to help that out or that situation? What can we do with our children, you know, because kids are just killing kids. Today, a child just got killed, you know, not really killed, but, you know, he was 13. He wouldn't give up his bike. The children just commenced to dump alcohol and set him on fire. He's in the ICU right now. Like, that's crazy, man. He's a cocky. It's crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? And the world is crazy. How are we staying sane? Are you finding that sanctuary? Are you know what I'm saying? You indulging in that wonderful cake? What are you doing to stay sane and stay focused in these dying times? And also Facebook stalkers and your new live on Street Queens the Movement. Peace, how you doing? Peace.
Peace.
Peace, Queen.
Peace, how are you?
All right.
I'm fighting a cold here.
Yeah, it sounds like it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Lo siento, man. Lo siento. Muy enferma. Muy enferma, man. Huh?
It's going around. They say the swine flu is in Philly, so I hope not.
Yo, that's crazy. And you know, since we eat all the crazy stuff that's going around and stuff like that, with this swine flu, like they're like making it like, oh, you know, take the swine flu antivirus and blah blah blah. What you think about that, Emma? What you think about it? Do you think that's actually the virus itself, or what's going on? What you think?
Well, you know, my godson was taken today to the emergency because he's been sick for several days, and we thought he had the swine flu. His mom took him, and they checked him and all that. And by the time he got there, he didn't have fever no more. And the nurse actually went and told her, well, if he has no fever, that's definitely one of the biggest symptoms of swine flu. I suggest that if he doesn't have it, you might as well not wait here and take him before he gets it. In the emergency room, that's exactly what they told her.
Mm.
So she broke out.
So in your suggestion, do you think that, you know, all this time that we weren't taking this stuff, do you think that people need to take it or what?
What, the injection?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's to each is, you know, each person views medical stuff different, you know, based on religion and knowledge of it, you know. So, you know, In my opinion, I mean, I haven't went and got no swine flu shot, but then again, I have a phobia of needles, so, you know, that's my thing. But I mean, I don't know. Everybody just kind of has to ask themselves, you know, that question. That's hard. That's like kind of something hard to answer, due to the fact, again, that based on religion and other stuff, people, you know, people's opinion is. It's real different on that.
I think that's a serious situation. You know what I'm saying, with this whole swine flu. I myself feel like kind of like, you know, if I didn't take it all this time, why I gotta take it? Also with the flu shot, I never take the flu shot. And most of the cats that I know that's taking the actual flu shot. I've gotten the flu. So,
I mean, well, everybody's symptoms, I mean, everybody's immune system is different. There's a lot of people that can, I mean, I know some friends that go through years, when I tell you years, like decades of not getting sick, and then there's some moment that, you know, they get all type of stuff. So it depends on people's immune system, you know, how they take care of themselves, and, you know, just depends on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's
for the most part, what works for one person won't work for another, you know. That's why you always have to know your body, you know, what's best for you, you know, in your children or your family, because what's best for my family is not necessarily the best thing for your family, you know, but you have to do the homework on it to know, you know, what is best for your family or what is best for you.
That's definitely true, and you guys out there, yo, this ain't the summertime no more, baby. All of y'all out there, man, on health issues, man. It's not the summertime on there, so y'all don't need to be wearing a mini skirts and all that stuff and exposing your chest. You need to, like, start, you know, grabbing out them turtlenecks and bring out them winter clothes, man. It's kind of cold out here, you know what I'm saying? So you need to start bundling up and zipping up your jacket because it's cold out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
For real. You know what I'm saying? For them newborn babies, y'all taking these newborn babies out here and these little kids and stuff, man, make sure you got them bundled, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got them bundled. If you don't have to take them out, don't take them out. You know what I'm saying? So Emma, man, in these trying times that we going through, how are you able to stay sane, you know what I'm saying, and stay focused, man?
Oh, man, I guess I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm sane. I think I'm just as crazy as everybody else. I think probably that's what got me going to the next day. You know, like, what is sane? You know, identify sane. Like, what is sane? You know what I mean? So I can say I'm sane. I deal with a lot of crazy, monotonous things on a daily basis. And, you know, and I say I'm all right. Not everybody can do what I do on a daily basis. So, they'll call me crazy. So, like us, especially the independent women, like we run around and do things, take care of our kids, you know, blah, blah, make it happen. You got girls that don't even have one kid and can't even get their hair, their nails done and still make it to the event to do the interview. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you took the whole day just to do your nails and your hair, and you still didn't get the interview. Fine. I understand.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know what I'm saying, real talk right here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not a game, you know, when it comes to this situation. It's like, how are women in general trying to stay sane? How are they able to stay sane, you know? Because, I mean, you know, you're dealing with kids, your children. You know, you're a single mother, you know, you try, you know, and people are getting laid off left and right. Like, and have you noticed that the job count has job losses has jumped like
mm-hmm.
crazy?
And I believe they're going to continue to, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I was just talking earlier about, you know, everybody's all mad at the bomb and everything, and they're like, this, that, and third, yes, we can, but it's no, he didn't, and stuff. But what can he really do, you know what I'm saying? What can he really
do? Something before he even went in office, I mean, let's be realistic. This just didn't happen, just him going into office right now. This
yeah.
is from back when, before he was even thought of running. So there's a lot of things that still got to happen before he can even, you know, get to the tip of the iceberg of all this is happening. You know, he's just trying to, eventually we were going to go into it. He's just trying to make it smoother by giving us, you know, all those, you know, like the single mothers, you know, money back on each child and, you know, all these initiative things that he's been doing as far as like with the taxes and everything else. I mean, he's really trying for the blow not to be so hard. But, I mean, let's be realistic. We all knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's brand new, and like
right.
I was telling people earlier, you know, it's been said basically that the dollar value is down, and basically most of the money is the euro and the franc. I mean, the euro and the yen. You know what I'm saying? Which is you know, the euro and the yen. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
So it's. You know, it's just you know what I'm saying, crazy right now, man. I'm talking about, like, crazy in America. people are trying to, you know, clip coupons and stuff like that. Tony Braxton, like, you know, put a her house about to go up for foreclosure. You know what I'm saying?
She already did
the bankruptcy like a long time ago. So I mean, people was getting hit hard out here. You know,
people gotta put their pride to the side and get that other job, get that extra McDonald's job, Burger King job when you come out of your 9-to-5 or whatever. I mean, that's what gotta be done to be able to, you know, feed your kids or whatever. And that's what it is.
You know, that's
life. You go up and down. You go up and down. Or you should have prepared a long time ago. Because again, there's not something that just happened. You know, like now, there's something that been already, you know, taking its place. So maybe people will learn from this too. You know, remember the saying about save it for a rainy day? I'm sure if things would have been saved for a rainy day, it wouldn't have been so bad now.
That's real talk.
Everybody thinks about the moment today. Oh, let me see what I can buy today. Oh, I want, you know, those sneakers today. I want those pants today. I want that flat screen today.
Uh-huh. And you never lied about that. And we got the caller from the BX, you know what I'm saying, Puerto Rico and Dominican mix up in the building. What up,
yeah.
What up?
Hola. Greetings.
Greetings.
Hey, BX Bama.
Ain't nothing much. You got the beautiful queen right there, Puerto Rico, beautiful Boricua over there.
And sexy, come on. Well, you be forgetting my sexy, yo. Come on.
No doubt.
No, live in the building. Shout out to Hellraiser in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? We support you. Hellraiser ENT, support that dude on Blog Talk Radio. Always supporting Street Queens and Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. We talk about some real talk. TDI is a hot artist in the BX, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing, you know what I'm saying, representing for, you know, my Latino community and everything, doing this one too. But I mean, how you staying sane with all this, you know, chaotic stuff going on, kids killing kids, you know what I'm saying, you know, stuff down, you know, jobs and all that stuff. How are you managing to stay focused, man?
Man, just stay away from the negativity, man. Like, I try not to surround myself by no negativity. I'm a real isolated dude, and people look at me kind of weird for that, but I don't know. I guess it's about the level of focus. Don't get distracted. Don't let yourself get sidetracked with all the negativity going on, and you'll be all right, man. I tell that to all my peoples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard. I mean, sometimes you try, but due to your circumstances, in other words, you know, you're living in a certain block. I mean, I'm BX bound. You live in a certain block, and no matter how much you try to avoid people coming in the building or out of the building or walking into the corner or walking into the block, you know, is eventually, you know, somebody is finding something, saying something, implying something.
You're right. I mean, I live in one of the most notorious projects in New York City, man. I live in Soundview, and thank God I ain't never had to go to jail for nothing out here. I never got into no serious altercation. And so I mean, like, where you from is really, like, no excuse. Like, people can't say, yo, oh, man, you know, I come from a rough neighborhood. I grew up here. Yeah, man, but it's not the hood don't make you. It's what you make it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's what you make yourself, B. I mean, I did it. I've been here since 94. I grew up here, young. 12 years old, 13 years old, running around. Never got in trouble, never, you know what I mean? I just stood to myself, man.
So I mean, you can stick to yourself and everything, but like I said, I mean, it's negativity is always all around us, regardless where we go. We just got to stay focused and stay grounded, you know what I'm saying, through these hard times, man, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, what are some of the ways that you think, you know what I'm saying, Emma, you think that, you know what I'm saying, some of the survival tips that we could do? Because it seemed like, you know, at one time we said, yo, it was the worst time. Now it seems like it's even getting worse. So what are some of the things that you suggest that people need to do?
Well, definitely surround yourself by positive people, you know, people that are constructive, that are productive, that are doing things aside from just wanting to sit in front of the building, watch which different car comes, you know, in and out the block. You know, somebody that tells you, oh, let's, you know, let's do this or let's buy this or, you know, whatever, that takes you out of the neighborhood, that wants to explore and see other things, that not only could invite you to a club, but could tell you, yo, let's go to the library and do this research on something, you know. I always used to tell my friends, y'all quick to, you know, in a club order, y'all quick to tell me, oh, my entrance is paid, my drinks are paid and all that. But if I tell you my Con Edison is backed up, I need a bill, I don't see the money coming up on that.
Yeah.
So, like, where's the love? But you can go and get me in a club, get me drunk, get me twisted, you know, pop bottles. And, you know, we spend, like, rent money in there. That's cool. But if I say, yo, I need a little $50, $60 for my bills, you know, now that's a little extreme. That's too much. That's, like, crazy. That's, like, not heard of. So,
yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? So, like, what the hell is that? You know, so that's what makes you, but with all that, I mean, of course, it comes with maturity, you know, and the people that, you know, that you surround. Like, I always try to talk to, like, the younger girls around me, even the younger boys around me, you know, and try to explain to them, but not all the time, you know, they heed to the warnings, you know, not all the time, but there's always one or two that will listen. And then you'll see them later on where they'll be like, yo, Emma, thanks. You know, you told me this, and I did just what you said, and look what I'm doing now. And you know what? If I can just reach one, then I'm going to keep talking. And they can say whatever they want to say. Anybody that will listen to me that's in distance of my voice, if I can say something that's positive, that leads them somewhere else, then, you know, that's my reward.
And that's real talk right there, man. That's Emma ECK, our beautiful street queen. We got our caller from the 202 and caller from the 510. I'm going to bring you on in a second real quick. What's up, Spokes? How you doing, my dude?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You already know. For those that don't know, shame on you. I am your neighborhood spokesman, a.k.a. Mr. Exit 9. What it is?
He's welcome.
We asking people basically, like, how would you, you know, as Street Queens and Movement, we asking, you know, me and Emma asking people, how are you guys staying focused, you know, with all these things?
Put it to you like this,
and everything, how are you staying focused out here?
Every time somebody had these kinds of conversations, it kind of annoys me, simply because everybody look at the situation and say, you know, if you see a kid doing something, say something to them. Man, let me tell you something. The hell with all that. You got children, raise your children. That's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I see a kid cussing on the train or something like that, I mind my damn business. As long as my daughter ain't in the house doing nothing like that, I'm good. You see what I'm saying? My responsibility.
Wow.
My responsibility is to make sure my daughter does the right thing she's supposed to be doing. Other than that, I can't really control nobody else's children. Raise
it's
your
kids. It's not to control them, though. It's not to control them, though, but you wouldn't, I mean, okay, you do that with your daughter inside, but your daughter got to go to school. Your daughter got to step outside and deal with those other little kids. Like,
that's not,
after a while, they listen to the people in the street.
But hold on. Dig this, though. This is what I'm saying. At the end of the day, like I said, in terms of my daughter and everything that goes on with her, I'll talk to her and let her know what to look out for. You understand what I'm saying? And from there, she got to make her own decisions. Even me as a parent, I can't do but so much. You understand what I'm saying? With kids, for real, for real, it gets to a certain place where, you know what I'm saying, when they're small, you can tell them what to do. When they get a little older, you make suggestions as opposed to telling them what to do. Because
Absolutely.
Truth be told, a growing person is not going to be told what to do. You can suggest all day. Like right now, I can tell her what to do. You know what I'm saying? I say it's time to go to bed. She goes to bed. Why? Because I said so. When she gets older, I'm going to make suggestions to her and explain to her why it would behoove her to go to bed earlier than she would like to and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the tactic when it comes to your kids. Like I say, I ain't taking care of nobody else's kid but my own. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just how I look at it. As long as I'm taking care of mine, I'm doing my part. So.
Well, that's even a great thing. There's a lot of men that don't even take care of their own. So, you know what? With that, I just applaud you on that alone.
That's real talk right there. We got a caller from 510-571. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement, with the beautiful, sexy Emma of E2K Magazine.
Yeah.
And your girl, Leslie Lush. And we have TDI Live from BX. And we have your man, the neighborhood spokesman.
We're
talking about how are you maintaining and staying focused? You got all these children, you know, attacking each other, you know what I'm saying? And you got, you know, the craziness with the job losses and everything. How are you managing to survive and stay sane? 571?
Maybe they just want to listen.
I guess you would just want to listen, caller from the 571. It's all good. We still love you on Street Queens the Movement. Well, we had, like I said, I was letting Cass know about the young man that basically today, you know, he was riding his bike, little Caucasian young man, riding his bike. You know, he didn't want to give up his bike. It was like a group of like four. There was two white kids and two black kids, and they basically threw alcohol on this child and set him on like it was nothing because he wouldn't give up his bike, and set this child on fire, and he in the ICU right now. Like what is that? Like, this is like 13. Like, you got babies killing babies out here. Like, I mean, it's just like pre-cast is killing each other at young ages. Like, what's really going on? You know, and you know, you got more job losses than ever. It's the highest peak. The dollar done went down. You know what I'm saying? It's the euro and the yen right now. So, I mean, it's just crazy right now. How are people staying sane in the United States of America right now with all this crazy chaos that's going down right now? We got a caller from the 347. You're live on Street Queens the Movement. How are you staying sane right now with all this chaos?
Staying sane, man. All I'm doing is hollering at my man TDI. He keep me sane with his hot music. Yeah, it's your boy Sauce, kid.
What's up, my brother? What's going on?
What up, boy? I'm just hollering at you, seeing what's good. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stay sane in this crazy ass weather we got right now.
So how do you stay sane?
Huh?
How do you stay sane?
Me, I stay sane by trying to find a woman that is not crazy. So I stay away from the crazy
good
ass
luck.
Women.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, so I'm
good
insane
luck.
Half the time. Third up.
Yes.
TDI, man, I'm just hollering at you, man. See what's good.
You already know, my brother. We're going to chop it up in a minute.
All right, boy. Easy. Y'all stay sane.
All right, you too.
Right,
hope you
peace.
Find a good woman.
No doubt. Later.
All right. My bro right there, kid.
You
better keep putting the internet or something on this side. We're a good woman on this side. That's good women, girl.
Find a good woman. I can't find a good man, man. You know what I'm saying? Good luck, man.
That's a different subject. Yeah, that's a different topic. Let's stay with this topic.
We got calling from the 646 live in the building on
right.
Street Queens Movement, man. How you staying sane in these trying times?
Okay.
646.
Yo.
What up?
Yo.
How you doing?
Hi, we can hear you. You're on the radio.
Yo. You can hear me?
Yes, absolutely. We hear you breathing. We hear you thinking. We're just waiting for a response.
Yo, it's like,
you're welcome.
You're not saying. It sounds like you're talking greasy, but I can't hear what you're saying.
I said welcome. We hear you breathing. We hear you thinking. We're just waiting for a response. Was my exact word, in case you didn't hear what I said.
Now. I can hear you now. I can hear you better
now.
Oh,
okay. That's good. That's good. Welcome, partner. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to Street Queens, the Movement. We're talking about some real stuff that's going on in the community. Basically, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of job losses. You got young kids killing each other out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of craziness. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of trying times going on. How are you managing to stay sane and stay focused and keep continuing doing what you're doing out here with all this chaos?
I mean, you got to keep a positive outlook on everything. You know what I mean? There's always somebody in a worse situation than you, so I mean, you got to clear your head and, you know, think straight and get your priorities straight and shit like that, you know what I mean? And we got to stop killing each other, you know what I mean? Sure.
That's true.
Sure.
What do you...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's everybody got to focus on what they want to do right now instead of just running rampant in the streets and shit.
And how do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, a lot of people putting a lot of weight on Obama and saying that he, you know what I'm saying, he did a lot of promises to Cass and he ain't fulfilling what he's doing. How you feel about that situation?
I feel like if you base the life on Obama's promise, then something's wrong with you, because that man is doing his job. He's doing his job, you know what I mean? You still gotta make way for yourself. You still gotta
you can't depend on, you know, anyone else's promise that you're going to have a better life. You got to go out and make that better life for yourself.
Very good. I like that.
So I gotta give him some for that.
Yeah, give him some. I like that.
Yo, you ain't gotta give me none, y'all. Mean TDI, what's poppin', homie? It's your boy Rob from Fox.
Yeah, Robbie Rob, what up, nigga?
I think yo, Lush.
Yeah. Chillin', man. You already know my brother over here chopping it up with the
I think we need to make TI the host or something, Lush, today, because they're calling to speak to him and he gotta make people answer these questions though. Love is love, but we gotta hit the topics. That's important. It's Sequin, the movement show.
You hear me? I'm intelligent. I got words.
I never said you wasn't. Oh, please don't do that. Oh, baby, don't do that. I never said you was not. And please don't do that. Come on, honey.
No,
sweetheart, I've been talking to you with love and all that. Please don't do that. I never even said anything about smart or dumb. I didn't say none of that.
I'm just saying.
Listen here, man. My man spoke like an educated man. B, I was surprised. I'm like, oh, but I heard
exactly.
The four things.
Exactly. You keep saying stuff on it, like, come on.
I was talking there. You know what I'm saying?
Homie, and I'm staying on topic, and I'm telling the street something that they gotta hear. That's all. You know what I mean?
Sure.
No,
sure.
Absolutely.
We definitely love you. We definitely love you for that, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's my boy.
Yo, holla at TDI, yo. Holla at Raw, real Raw on that Twitter, you know what I mean? Shout out to the movement, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Street Queens, the movement.
Absolutely, let me know.
A lot of Bronx love tonight.
I see it. That's what's up, though. That's a real good look.
You need to have
nothing wrong with that.
Show more often.
Say it again?
We need to have TDI on the show more often, yo. For real.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just told you to make him a host. let him greet the callers, because those are all his callers. Let's greet the next caller, yo.
For real. Yo, so, you trying to stay sane in 2009, man. Y'all need to stop sitting here and trying to, like, say, oh, Obama, this or that. All y'all guys that was talking about Obama being your savior, the thing about it is Obama can only do what so much. He's an executive branch. The people that's over top of him is the ones making the laws. He's like a little puppet. You know what I'm saying? He can only do what so much. So stop sitting here trying to wear anything on his cap, man. Y'all need to go out and go make your own features and stuff like that. Also, you know, we got this movie coming out 2012, man. That joint kind of like gave me the creeps, man. What y'all think about that, man? Why you think about the 2012? How you think about that right there, Emma?
Why are you always asking me first? Why don't you ask everybody else? Why do you ask me first?
I know, man.
This is too much, so why don't you ask him? I'm passing the mic to you, T.I. It was good.
Yo, man, I think, I don't know, man. Probably everybody's trying to take it a little bit too far than what it really is, as far as, like, yeah, the world's going to end. They were saying that about year 2000. They were saying that a few times. So, I mean, I know it's...
Remember, everybody was collecting... Remember that back then, everybody was collecting water and all type of stuff?
I mean, it's a message, though. It's definitely a message in that movie. I mean, you just got to watch it. The shit is crazy, though, man. It definitely make you think. You know what I'm saying?
You feel it?
Nah, I mean, yo, you go on YouTube and YouTube the trailer on it. The YouTube, the trailer alone is going to blow your mind.
For real.
That shit is crazy, man. That shit is real. Like, it's real. That's beyond your typical Saw movie, your typical Mission Impossible movie. This shit is real eye-opening, yo. Like, imagine, you start asking yourself, what if?
It's like things that make you go, right?
Yeah, 2012 was crazy, man. I was watching that trailer a few months ago, and I was starting to hit hard, so.
Yeah, because these movies come based out of something. Things, of course, that we don't know, because
It's a message.
Definitely. There's always a subliminal message. Some people get it, some don't.
Yeah, it's definitely a serious message, because you know what? Before that movie was supposed to hit this year, like maybe like last year or so, they were sawing this little banner talking about get ready for 2012. Like it was like almost like cats were like paying for like some other country or some other planet or something. Like, I mean, they were actually paying money like for salvation, you know, to live through 2012. So it kind of like freaking me out. And then they got all these like, I Googled a joint 2012, you know, survive 2012, and they got like crazy vlogs out here. Like they said somewhere in Norway, like they building like an underground, like, you know what I'm saying, like base and all that stuff. Like, I mean, it's crazy because the theory was that basically, you know what I'm saying, the Egyptians, and they say the Mayans or whatever could basically read how the earth would shift, because every period, a certain periods or millenniums or decades, the earth shifts in a certain different way or whatever, right? So they was basically saying that the ice glaciers are melting because of all this global warming and all this jazz, right? So they saying basically that, you know what I'm saying, the ice is going to melt, and basically it's going to be like cover the whole entire world, or like Asia and them other, like all the European area on that side is going to straight cover it. You know what I'm saying? And basically right now at this moment, the United States, not just the United States of America, the whole entire world, the planet itself, is overpopulated. And we're tying up all of our resources, natural resources that we are. That's why I had this theory that they're sending all these spacemen out here, right, so they can find another adaptable planet for us to live on. Like, y'all think I'm crazy and stuff, but I think it's real,
real talk,
man.
It's real talk.
I don't think you're crazy, but I think by the time they find that planet, I'm not going to be worried about it. I probably won't even be here. So,
you know,
power to those that, I guess, will find a planet.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, like, I believe, like, people catch me to, like, but, like, I don't want to really, like, say people should believe the hype about the whole, but I'm telling you, if you watch that movie, it's going to freak you out, and it's going to really open your mind. 2012, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, YouTube it. I'm telling you, YouTube it, man.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter right now. Well, I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to go to YouTube right now.
Y'all need to go ahead and...
I'm on YouTube. So what do I put on YouTube to find it?
2012, that's it.
Okay.
2012 and stuff.
2012.
Got a
trailer, the movie trailer, right?
Yeah, it's like a five-minute one. Put that one on.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it while y'all keep talking. Go ahead.
Yo, Emma's going to, and she's going to give us her response on how she feels about the trailer.
Yes.
In a second, Street Queens, the movement right now. We employ all of you to check it out real quick. 646-761, you're live on Street Queens, the movement. We're talking about some real issues, positive females doing positive things. Where, you know what I'm saying, I guess TDI. And we're talking about 2012 right now. Like, what you going? Are you scared? Are you ready? Should we not believe that? What you think about it? Oh, man. What is that about?
Wow. It's like they're in a car or something.
Like,
yeah, they're probably in a car or something.
Like, what was that about? That was a concert or something? Or audition?
They're probably in a car.
Oh, I thought that was like an audition or something.
I guess they'll call back or they can listen.
Hopefully they can call back, you know, and listen and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Street Queens are moving. We're talking about this 2012, man. Like, are you ready for it? Are we going to be alive? Who knows, man? Who cares? We're in 2009 right now. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta make it this year, next year. Like,
make it next year, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people are banking on 2010 now, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you know, we getting taxes next year, y'all. Y'all said y'all wasn't going to spend all y'all money, but most of y'all did.
Sure.
You know, make sure you bank this money, you know what I'm saying, and banking and stuff. And also, with the banks, man, the banks, you know what I'm saying, they full of crap, too, with all these surcharges and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on, man, a lot of stuff going out here in the world, man. So, you know what I'm saying, try to stay focused, try to stay sane in this crazy, insane world that we have out here. So, the final thoughts on 2012, final thoughts on the insanity, the craziness that's going on in the world. What can we do? What can you do as an individual to try to make things a little bit better in your world and in your community and in your neighborhood, TDI?
I mean, like I said, man, I'm around a bunch of crazy dudes that I love, man, a bunch of knuckleheads at the same time, but I just try to have a positive influence on them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to get them more involved in the positive things I'm doing, like my music, you know what I'm saying? I try to show them what it is, and, you know, be on stage or something, like, you know what I'm saying? I just try to show them the good things that mean a lot to me, so hopefully they can find what mean a lot to them, and they can, you know what I mean, take it and run with it, you know what I mean? I just show support, show love, man, you know. Hopefully try to hold his hand right through the hall, man, and show him the light, B.
That's definitely what's up, because, you know, individuals want to change when, you know, either by will or by force. That's the thing about it, you know what I'm saying? Elmo, what do you think that we can do to, you know, that we can do basically, you know, yourself, you know, in your world and in your community? What can we do to...
Well, I just saw the trailer here. I know Danny Glover was in it. That's my dude. But, okay. Wow. I'm interested in seeing the movie. You know, but to me, it's like everything else that creates hype. Obviously, you know, they're going to put the right hype into this because they need everybody's money to go see this movie so they can continue to stay millionaires and billionaires, the movie industry. So, you know, it's all everything. It's all politics and it's all business at the end of the day. You know, if you're not contributing somehow in the politic way, then you better be contributing financial, you know, to bring finance. Otherwise, you really are nothing. You're nobody. You know, you walk in the streets really... You don't contribute. You don't pay taxes. It's like you're not even here, like you don't exist. You know, you don't contribute to the economy. You're not shopping. You're not doing none of that. Then you really, you know, are zero. So it's like you want to, you know, you want your voice to be heard, but your voice can be heard in a lot of ways. Not everybody has the talent to maybe sit down and write something as far as poetry and all that, or a book, or maybe, you know, or a rap song and all that. But that doesn't mean that you still can't enjoy and support rap just because you can't do it, you know. You know, don't hate on those that could support them, actually. You know, buy their music and all that. Buy their books, you know. Go to these poetry places, you know, support the other people that can do that. And when you listen to them, they inspire you and all that. You know what I mean? It's just about making the world go round. And at 2012, if we really going to go down like that, everybody learn how to swim. Learn how to, you know, start a fire with little sticks or something. Like, learn techniques. Like, go to the woods or something and try to stay there 2 days. You know, like, really bring the pants up above your butt because underneath they're not going to help you. You know, having to run and jump and do all these things. Like, learn some life skills seriously. You know what I mean? Because, you know, learn how to, like, not eat for 3 days. And I think that's what's gonna help us with people.
Like, real talk, like get your own submarine, son. Real talk. I'm investing in my own submarine, son. Holler at me, son.
Learn skills. Learn skills.
Huh?
Learn skills. Learn how to you know how to actually take a hammer with a nail and, you know, just learn skills. Learn survival skills. A lot of people take that for granted. And when we have situations like that. Like a hurricane, like I've been in hurricanes in Puerto Rico and all that. And everything you know goes out the window when your house is being, like, you got water halfway in your house. And everything is like, you know, like you can't do nothing but see things just swim past you by. Like, even, you know, those types of things on the toilet, yeah. Them things are swinging, you know, just passing by. You're seeing older people, you got to go in their house and get them out. Seeing dead people floating. I've been in those situations. It's nothing easy. You got to learn skills. You got to know how to lift people, how to, you know, the weight that, you know, everything has a different weight when it's underwater. Like, you know, these type of things that we take for granted that we're like, oh, whatever. And when we face with the situation, it's like, what do we do now? Like, what do we do if there's if lightning is coming down, there's a bunch of lightning? Like, do anybody know what to do? Are you going to run under a tree? Like, you know, like just these simple things that we, again, we take for granted. We think it's funny, like, oh, why am I going to need that? Because there can be a 2012, that's why. And you need to know that.
That's real talk. You never lied about that, Emma, because, yo, you know, like, you know, the times that they said that the earth did shift, you know, mankind had to start all over again. So that means that, you know what I'm saying, everything technology, God forbid, if we don't have all these computers and none of that stuff, everything's wiped out.
No BlackBerry, no texting, no sending pictures. You really got to now walk miles just to be able to talk to somebody. Hey, yo.
Like, we got to really think about this. Like, most of y'all cats, I implore y'all to go and try to take a CPR class, learn how to do the Heimlich, go out there, you know how to put together a safety kit, a survival kit. You never
you
know
can save your own friend. You can save your own friend. Or what about to even, you know, just, you know, first aid, just first aid stuff, just knowing if somebody has a rash, if it's infected. I mean, it's funny, and it sounds funny or weird, but again, if we have an occasion like that, like a 2012 or something horrendous, a tornado or whatever, and somebody gets stabbed with a piece of wood or whatever, like, what do you do? Do you pull it out? Do you leave it in? Do you know, how would you assist that person? That could be a loved one. That could be your mom, your brother, your sister, your child, so you're going to watch them die because now you know shit, you know? You thought you knew so much, but now you don't even know that to be able to save your child.
Yeah, that's real talk. Like, you know, learn how to make a tourniquet, learn how to make a splint, you know what I'm saying? Learn how to do all these things because, God, who knows? You know what I'm saying? We pray and we hope that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, nothing like this, you know, ever happens, that it's just like the Y2K scare. But you know what I'm saying? Well, really, we need to stop using so much of our resources, and we really need to start doing the right thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Street Queens, the movement, talking about real issues, real things and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's your Twitter? I'm sorry. Like, yeah, what's your Twitter?
Oh, TDI kind of jumped off for a second. TDINYC at Twitter.
T what?
TDI. NYC.
NYC.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it. Just TDINYC?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just saw the guy, Rob or whatever. Rob doesn't even look like the way he talks, though, that just called on the show and everything. He looks like a totally different person. But, anyway, like I said, you know what I'm saying, we're live in the building, and you know what I'm saying, there's so much, you know, craziness going on in the world. But you know what I'm saying, enough of the craziness, let's talk about the whole Facebook phenomenon. You know what I'm saying? That was our segment on the serious stuff. This Facebook phenomenon, man. The dudes, first of all, you got Facebook. Emma, tell everybody your Facebook. For those that don't know, but make sure you know Emma.
Wait. The Facebook I don't promote. That's some personal stuff. No. There's no. Not on Facebook. Twitter, everything else, E2K Magazine, I already know, follow me. But Facebook, I really just leave it for those that know me and those that I know, because I ain't got time for everything else. You know what I mean? You know, I got 200 people, and those 200, I could go on my phone and call these people up and vice versa and stuff like that. So that's how I keep it on my Facebook. Everybody else got their own agenda in their Facebook. You know, you got your business thing going on. Say my Facebook is a personal one, so.
So Emma, how do you feel about the whole Facebook phenomenon? What's the good and the bad of Facebook?
It took me a minute actually to get into Facebook because I had an account for a while now, and that really, I don't know. I guess I was too busy stuck on MySpace and everywhere else, and on my website that I was like, and everybody was like Facebook. I'm like, and then my friend told me actually what happened was we were doing a 20th year anniversary. So we were looking for like our old friends from, you know, from back in the days and all that. And they told me, yo, I bet you'll find them in Facebook. Get on and you'll see. And start like typing their name in. And sure enough, sure enough, I started finding them. They started finding me. And so that's how I started getting, you know, more involved back in the Facebook and all that. But like I said, I use it for personal, you know, to stay in contact with my personal people, being that I left New York City, so I'm no longer in New York. So, you know, and I could be able to stay in touch with everybody like that.
And that's real talk. That's real talk right there. You know what I'm saying? Facebook is some serious stuff for all your old friends, like the classroom. Like if you like, oh, my old high school friends, I'm gonna find them. Yo, you just put in your class in your year. Yo, they all on there. Even friends that you grew up with will find you on Facebook. Like Facebook is serious. If you put your real name in there, they will find you on there and look you up. And Facebook is serious out there. And they actually give out, but the only thing that sometimes I don't like is that some of your information can be put out there, you know what I'm saying, also. You know
well,
what I'm
you
saying?
Always got to be careful what information you put out on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of your information can be put out there and stuff like that. So be careful with Facebook. Only put out the information that you want to be seen on there. And also, only accept people that you know. Don't accept people that you don't know, because you might be putting out information that you don't want everybody else to see. You know what I'm saying? So careful with that Facebook stuff. You know. And besides that, on Facebook, right, like the absolute no-no, like don't freaking, like, you know, send me comments and stuff when I don't know who the hell you are. Like, who are you? Like, stop sending me comments and being a Facebook stalker. You got Facebook stalkers, Emma? You know, stop having Facebook stalkers on there and stuff. Facebook is, like, crazy right now, you know what I'm saying, with the stalkers and everything. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, you know, is a serious thing. It's a good thing to stay in contact. The whole social network situation has definitely boomed in this past couple of years. It's serious right now. So, you know, most people are even on. MySpace is basically the black planet. I mean, it's
no,
like,
you got people in the club that will actually stop from drinking and dancing to update their Facebook. Like, I'm in the club, I'm here, I'm there. Dude, hello. If I really want to look for you, I know where you at. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and then you wonder, like, it's like the joke. I forgot the comedian now that said it, but it's like the joke. The comedian goes, you know, the dudes are hanging on the corner. They don't want nobody to know their name. They put their hoodies over their head. They don't want to be recognized, and they got their name, like, real big in the back of their jackets with rhinestones and all that. You know, like Jose, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, the cop is like, boop, boop, yo, Jose, come here. Oh, who told him my name? Somebody ratted, son. Who said? Nigga, you got Jose and fucking diamonds in the back. Like, you know, so I just say, you know, like, you wonder, oh, how they know I was here in Pompeii, dude? Because you updated.
Oh, my God, you're in my head. You're in my head right now, Emma.
Because you updated. How I know you left from there and went to my mom's house? Because you updated.
Yo, TDI, I think she just hit you. She just hit you up on Twitter and stuff because she was asking for your Twitter, TDI.
Yeah, I got knocked off. I had to run downstairs, save my little sister's cab and all that. You know what I mean?
I did. I'm following you, so follow me back.
Got you right now.
That's what's up, man.
I'm sure you're talking about for that.
Facebook situation, like cats on Facebook. I mean, they tell their whole life story on it, but Twitter do the same thing. But I think Facebook, like, you know, the fact that they have the whole application.
Yeah. Yo, I got a friend that when he's driving, he updates. Shout out to all those that are texting while driving. I'm like, yo, dude, you fucking crazy. Oh, excuse me, pardon. Dude, you're crazy. Like, how you texting? Shout out to people that are texting while driving. Like, it's those type of things.
Yeah, it just got crazy. Like, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I be at work. Like, I'm sorry, people. I know. Shout out to all the cats that update their Facebook at work. Why they in the middle of a class? Why they sitting there doing their work? Shout out to all them cats out there that be at work updating their Facebook. Yo, cats be at work updating their Facebook like crazy. Like Facebook is like the shout out to Facebook too, right? Yo, Facebook did the wrongest thing. What did they do? they added an application that you can play Uno, son. Uno, dog. And I'm
they
telling
did?
You,
I didn't get into it. See, I don't get into it that heavy. Like, damn,
yo,
no.
Yo, I've been playing some ruthless Uno on that joint, son.
You go there to play Uno?
On this. Real talk. Facebook is definitely where it's at, man. But utilize it for your either your personal, if you got for businesses, because Facebook will only allow you to have a certain amount of fans or followers or whatever. So you can also have more followers on creating groups and stuff and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Utilize Facebook for, you know, what you need it for. Besides that, man, we into the segment our new. What's new with the Street Queens? What's going on with us? What's the new? Emma, what's your new, boo-boo?
My new is that I'm off the market, y'all. I got a new boo-boo. Off
wow.
the market. Right? It's only been like a year and a half. Woo. Finally, I can see the sun.
Wow, man, this is, yo, hold on. I got to give it up for that, because, yo, Emma got a boo-boo dog. Wow, son, wow.
Yeah, I usually be advocating for the single party. I know, I usually be advocating for the single parties, but, you know, it happens. When you ain't looking, it happens. You know, stay tuned. Hopefully next show I won't have to say I'm back in the single scene.
So watch out for the episodes of Emma and the new boo-boo.
And the new boo-boo.
Everything's going on with that, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. We more power to you, man. I wish you the best on that whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Let him know if he acts stupid, Street Queens, the movement, become compact. I'm breaking
oh,
legs
know.
Out. Real talk.
Oh, he know. Oh, he know. He know. He old school. He know.
Hey, yo, TDI, what's good with you? What's the new, man? What's good in your area? What's going on with you, man?
What's going on with me, man? I just did a nice little track with my man, and I'm very happy about it. That's about the best thing going on for me right now, man. I got a name.
Oh, who's your man?
My nigga from, he's from Santo Domingo. He's over there now, actually.
What's his name? My name's showing him love.
R1.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to R1. R1.
And that's what I'm happy about, because I know it's about to take flight. That song right there is about to take flight. It's about to be something major behind that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
that's
yep.
what I'm happy about right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you already know when you have that ready, hand that over to Lush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I'm about to email her that tonight because it's already done.
Okay. Well. You shouldn't even be talking about it. You should be emailing.
Oh, yeah, right? Nah, she know I get the emailing going. She know I don't waste no time.
For real, he's going to play with that, man. He's one of those CG fellow iPhone users. He's not a BlackBerry lover like us.
He's not a BlackBerry?
He's not
nah.
a BlackBerry lover like us.
He's a CG. Okay, we still got love for you, though, but it's just we got this BlackBerry thing going on with us. But all right, I guess. You're cool, I guess.
iPhone.
Yeah, all right, we're not even going to go through all the problems you have, but that's for another show.
Shout out to all my iPhone users. But you already know
no
what
doubt.
It is. Put that BlackBerry, baby. How that's good. Yeah.
That's right.
But you know what I'm saying? We got mad love for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We talking about that new. What's new for you? You know what I'm saying? Some positive feedback on Let's Street Queens the Movement, man. Last caller from the 917. You're live on Street Queens the Movement. You have your boy TDI live with us, special guest. And we're talking about, you know, we were talking about a whole bunch of different things, man. The show, we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Basically, new for you. What's up, 917? Where you calling from? What's your name? Holla.
What's going on? I'm calling from the Bronx. TDI, little sister. Show him some love.
Hey.
Yeah.
Welcome, babe.
Welcome. Peace, queen. We always celebrate the queens and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have a young lady coming through. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Yes, how, yeah.
I think this is your brother's show tonight, though, so good looking for calling, because this is a show. You got like the squad. You got like the squad. I almost be like, you call now. You call. No, not you. No, you. You. That's what's up, though, boo. We definitely sense the love, and that's definitely a great thing.
Well, that's a great thing. You know what I noticed, though? I love Hispanic people, yo. This is why I love Hispanic people.
You better. Hello. You got a Hispanic queen. Don't play.
That's my sister from another mother, Emma, over there. You know what I'm saying? Representing for all my beautiful, sexy Latino women in the building. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like the thing is, right, I had a show, right, with this Hispanic group, right? And I swear to God, I swear 1,000 people called into my show, son. Yo, they had cats calling from state, the Dominican Republic, everything was crazy.
You know what it is? They go right in front of the building, put a big ass sign here. Everybody better call it right now. This show, right now, you better call it. You already know if you don't call it.
Yo, TDI, when we do your full interview, son, you better call everybody and their mother, son. For real.
Oh, he will. Oh, he will.
You already know I'm gonna have a million people, B.
See, but you ain't gonna get a chance to even have an interview with these people calling. You better give him his time with his interview. People gonna have to wait. Yes, man.
Oh, I love TDI. He's a sweet guy. He's a sweet guy, and you know what I'm saying. And he's very, very, very adorable. You know what I'm saying, for all the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying. The man is looking. You know what I'm saying. Looking like a hot tea.
Are you single? Don't be promoting if he's not single. You single?
Are you single, Tia?
No comment, no comment.
Oh, see, don't be starting no stuff, yo.
Don't be starting no stuff here,
because we don't do that here. We only promote those that say. See, when I was saying I was single, then it would go good. I just said I got caught up. I cannot say nothing now.
Nah. I'm seeing somebody right now.
There you go. See, that's a man. There you go. That's a man.
Me,
total respect for you I have right now. Just total respect. Total respect across the board.
Shout out to whoever he's seeing. You know what I'm saying? Just
definitely.
Sure.
Peace, queen.
Take care of him, you know what I'm saying? Peace, queen, because you know what I'm saying? That's like my little brother, you know what I'm saying? So I'm breaking legs out here, you heard?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But, it's Street Queens the Movement, man. We got to celebrate you, TDI, and, you know, all my queens out there, and TDI's little sister over there, beautiful queen. We want you to stay positive.
Yeah,
what's your name? What's your name, babe? What's your name?
Denise.
Yes,
Denise.
Please, Denise. You know, we are on every Thursday. You can always call in and check us out. You know, there's a women's movement, you know what I mean? Women come first up in here. But the only thing that, you know, your brother's on tonight, so we give him a little slack. But every Thursday is about the subject and about the women. So feel free to call in. Just, you know, just check on in and I'll give us a little shout and all that.
No problem. That's well.
All right.
You already know, tomorrow is Freestyle Friday. Tomorrow is time to annihilate the mic, and I'm on.
At what time? At what time?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is Freestyle Fridays. Make sure you call in.
I'm
going to
have my boy call up in the next door. I'll be going to tear it down. It's going to be an asylum.
It's about to be crazy. They're saying the type about to be crazy. So y'all better step up. Y'all better warm up. Y'all better stand in the mirror and battle yourself or something. Whatever you want to do, it's about to be crazy tomorrow. You know, and watch out now. We breaking new music tomorrow. But we right here with Street Queens, the Movement. Shout out to all the people that called in to support TDI and Street Queens the Movement and everything. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.com and also email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you would like to basically, you know, talk about a topic that you want to suggest to us or you have something that's positive in a community that's going on, poetry, to highlight a child or a struggling mother or anything like that. That you think that we should take to attention, holler at us. Street Queens the Movement. We're always supporting positive people doing positive things. You already know what it is. Watch out for our Street Queens poetry book that's going to be coming out soon. And also, we're going to be doing some more stuff in the community. Street Queens the Movement, you know what I'm saying? Also check out tonight at 9 o'clock, which it is nine past nine something. You got Rap Star Promo. They doing a conference call with Rick Ross and Papoose. So check that out. We out of here. Street Queens the Movement. We love all of y'all.
Peace.
Follow Emma.
Peace and blessings. E2K_magazine. Follow me on Twitter. You already know. Paz y amor y muchos besos.
That's why I love her. That's why I love her right there, son. For real. For real, yo. Follow TVI NYC on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow Let's Radio Online. You already know what it is. Street Queen.
E2K is already following. E2K is already following. My followers. Follow him as well.
That's what we're on. For real. For real. That's what it is. We're out. Positive people doing positive things. Stay twisted. Stay twisted and entangled and been entangled with the Street Queens. Stay, you know, keep it tuned in to us each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. We love y'all guys all day. Shout out to our queens, CZ Michelle, Lissette Lissette, and Felicia Sabree. We got a joint right here. Archie Evershow, keep winning. You know what I'm saying? No matter what they say, no matter what they do, even they say it's 2012 and they ain't going to live it, keep winning. Stay positive. Love
Peace.
Yourself, neighbor, and keep God first. We out.
Peace.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Love
for dead bleeding in the street. That I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
Wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 stand up, they wanna see it in. Surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles. Yeah. I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job 360 degrees. Show the please.